three. One, two, three. Yeah.
On a cold, grey January morning, Birmingham's newest knife bin is unveiled by the West Midlands Police and Crime Commissioner. But the message here is that this isn't a police project, but a community one.
Yeah, my name's Dave Webb, but I'm a police officer, West Midlands Police. The community own them, the community drive them, and the police support them in the work that they do. They're getting the right message to say, look, don't hand in your knives to the police station, don't just carry them around. Hand them into places like this where there's no CCTV, you can come, you can feel safe, you're not going to be arrested, you hand your knife in here, it's disposed of, it's safe.
To mark today's launch, the West Midlands Police released pictures and details of the weapons left in other knife bins last year. They included over 150 knives and a gun.
Ivana Mosquito, Deputy Police and Crime Commissioner for the West Midlands.
Should we be concerned that people have been carrying those kinds of things around, or encouraged that people are handing them in?
Well, both. Both concerned that they're carrying them around, but really pleased that they're handing them in. And I think the message is getting across. The fact that we've got three more new bins being opened or launched, I think is an incredible testimony to us listening to the people and young people hearing as well that they shouldn't carry knives because they will more than likely be the victims of those knives.
Yeah, my name's Danish Amraz and I'm a local youth worker based at the Lighthouse Young People Centre.
The bin itself is a big purple bin. It's in the middle of a Tesco car park.
Yeah.
Clearly drawing attention to itself. How important is it that people know that there is somewhere where they can go and hand something in anonymously without the fear of punishment?
Well, the main thing that we're trying to do is we've got the bin away from the cameras, which is the best thing. And the colour purple is to represent Christine Edkins, who passed away, unfortunately, that got stabbed in the bus last year. This was one of her favourite colours, so basically it's something on her memory as well. The more we get the word out about these bins, the more knives we're going to get in. So the way we can do that is by getting young people to actually go out there and spread the message out. Knife crime itself, it's not just within young people, it's something which is covered around the whole. Now, the more people from the community we get involved, the more young people we get involved, the more the word will go out.
This is the eighth knife bin to be introduced in the West Midlands, and community activist Desmond Jaddu announced today that it won't be the last.
Money doesn't help everything. Action speaks louder, and that's what we're about. We're about action. And today, I'd formally like to announce that we have now identified and agreed in principle three further locations in Birmingham for knife bins. And this is from people that have approached me. We've got one in the middle of Handsworth. We've identified a site in Meachells, and we've also got a site identified in Small Heath.
And for local gospel singer Annette B, this is something worth singing about.